Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back my friend Jean Salz, who's an international healer and channel of the divine realm. I will be giving you her website after I read her bio, so I'd suggest you get your pens and pieces of paper handy. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. She performs healings and readings by phone or by video and is available for local services in Vermont through her website, which is Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. Any topic or health issue can be focused on, and there's no limit to what you can request. The energy you will receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And contrary to what it says here, tonight Jean's going to be talking about overcoming fear. And again, her website is jeanofdivinehealing.com. So let me welcome Jean. Jean, are you there?
I am here, David, and thank you. And good evening, everyone.
Nice to hear your voice, sweetheart. So tell us what's new in your life and what should people know about you?
Well, if they want to take a look at my website, they'll also see testimonials for my healings, for my classes, my workshops, and for my products. And I make mists. I channel art for people that actually I just sold a painting today. I sold the painting called The Healer, and that's going over to British Columbia, Canada area, which is pretty exciting. And, and my soap is such a hit, David, and I know that you have some too.
Mm-hmm.
My soap,
I do.
Right, my soap.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, my soap is called Three Times Blessed, and it's in the shape of a heart. It's a full-size bar heart. It's, you
very
know, it's
thick,
a big bar.
Very thick, people. Yeah, it is a big bar, yeah.
Yeah, because, David, when did you get yours, in November or December?
Right around then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I still have it. I still have it. I use it to wash my face, and it leaves my face feeling very moist. You know, it's not a harsh soap by any means. It's very gentle.
Oh, yes, I love it, too. I use it for my whole body, and I have one that I use on my face. And then I have one in the bathroom for the when you wash your hands, you know. So that's pretty exciting.
You told me you have 7 different varieties. Is that correct?
Yes.
What are they?
Violet is for self-healing and receiving messages. So, like, when I'm using the violet soap, my intentions are that it helps my skin and my wrinkles and, you know, the overall body, right, look younger and youthful. So that's one of the things I use it for, right? And then there's pink. Pink is for self-love and love for all. Gold, stepping into your I am presence. And that is a really cool one, because when you're really ready to say, you know what, I'm ready to break away from the 3D realm. All this stuff hasn't been working for me. I'm ready to own my divinity, which is great, right? And then I have indigo, which is for awakening gifts. And then I have quantum silver for raising your vibration and connection to a higher quantum harmonic level. And then there's yin and yang, which is half copper and half quantum silver. And that is for balancing the male and female sides within us. That's for balancing our organs, our glands, our entire systems and cells. Does that make sense the way I said it, David?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's been pretty exciting, and people can find those on my website. They'll even find testimonials for it. And there's, you know, they can purchase one, or they can purchase a four-pack or a six-pack or whatever they want.
Sounds good.
It does sound good.
I laughed I laughed when you said six-pack. There's so many ways that can be interpreted. What were you going to say, Jean?
Well, David, you go to the gym. You got your six-pack back?
Oh, no. I haven't started back yet. I broke ribs a couple, 6 weeks ago, and so I think I'm going to start back this week. But I've got a COVID belly right now, covering a potential six-pack, so... I'll get there, but
I know you will.
We do have everybody that's on the line right now is going to get a reading from Jean, so hang in there. And Jean also blesses water, as I told you. Okay, we have another caller. You will get on tonight, area code 917, and no guarantees for anybody else. Oh, that's interesting. They're flip-flopping around. Well, we have two 917s. One is Bryn, and I haven't talked to the other ones. At any rate, Jean is going to bless water at the midpoint of the show. So get some water ready, because she's going to charge it for you, and it will provide some healing for you. So go get your water now before we start the show, and Jean and I are going to be talking about overcoming fear. And she's also going to do a meditation that aligns with that. So we have a good show in store. And is there anything else you want to say at the outset, Jean, before we start talking about how to let go of fear?
I am ready when you are.
All right. Well, you know, fear, unfortunately, is a real thing. And I've heard a few different acronyms for it. What I like the best is facing everything and recovering, because we are beings of love and light, and fear comes from the ego and is not real except when we give our energy to it. We are love and light. I mean, there is yin and yang and light and dark, but we can live in the light if we make that choice. So, Jean, how do we do that?
Well, first of all, once you decide that the scenarios and experiences that you're going through have not been working for you, and you wish for a more peaceful, inner peaceful life and a more prosperous, successful, right, healthy relationships in all forms, right? So one of those things, like what David just said, is awesome. I love what you just said, faith and recover, right? Well, when we're faced, when we go into a fear space, we always have that choice, right? We can stay in the fear, or we can say, I'm not going to let the fear control me, okay?
Right.
So here's one thing that I always do with clients that I'm guided to. I don't do this with every single client when I'm doing the healing, but this is something that I think your listeners would really benefit from, and that's why I'm being guided to share this. So you can always come back and write these words down so that you can state it if you choose to. And if you do, this is what you would say. Ego. In this lifetime, in other lifetimes, I have allowed you to control my emotions. Your largest responsibility, your largest function, is to warn me of danger. In this next breath that I will take, I take back control of my ego, and then take a big, giant breath in, and as you do, take that control back. That's a great way to get started, okay? Because a lot of times we let the ego get in the way, and then the fear just multiplies, or the person will watch the news constantly, or that's all they're talking about is what's going on in the world. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the world, and it's all serious stuff, but please remember, it's all coming to a head where it's all going to shift to the highest good for all of us, which is amazing because we've all been waiting for this great event here on Earth. Another thing that you can do is you can take some deep breaths and as you're exhaling, let go. First of all, when you're going through that fear moment, is it something that you have control over, or is it something that's out of your hands? If it's out of your hands, right? Take some deep breaths. Exhale, let it go, let it go, let it go. Whatever will be for the best, highest good. When we do anything, whether we're out there on the road, whether we're grocery shopping, whether we're on a plane, anywhere in the world, right? When we set the intentions, when we set the intentions that we want whatever unfolds for today, I wish for the highest good, for the highest good for myself, for others, and Mother Earth, right? Because Mother Earth needs us too, right? So then when you're taking that conscious step, then that places you on a higher vibration. So then when a moment of fear arises, you can breathe that out and say, this is not who I am. Because you are divine love. You are multidimensional beings. You are master manifestors. Another thing, I need to take a sip of water. Another thing is to remember you're stronger than you think. Okay, you've survived so much, not just this lifetime, but many lifetimes. Look how far humanity has come just in the last 10 years, right? So many more people waking up now, all right? Walk or sit in nature. If you're someone who can't get out because of circumstances into nature, then go on to YouTube and watch some nature videos. Go on like a National Geographic and watch something that's a good thing. Watch something that's a happy thing on National Geographic with nature. Anything that will help you connect. Look at a photograph of maybe a place that you went to when you were younger or hiked to, or your favorite mountain. Sit with that favorite mountain, that favorite ocean, lake, or river, and bring that moment back into your heart. Another thing is a great affirmation that I love, and I do this constantly all day in my free time. Okay, and the affirmation is this. I am in alignment with universal harmony. Now, if anybody out there goes out and researches and Googles what are the universal laws, there's all kinds of them. I think there's like 21, 22, 23, something like that. There's the law of karma. There's the law of forgiveness. There's the law of patience. There's the law of money. There's all kinds of laws. And to achieve what some people would call nirvana or that godlike vibration, such as like Sai Baba, in this lifetime, Buddha, the Dalai Lama, Jesus, such people, right? And at the top of that list, when you look, is universal harmony. So I had a conversation with my guys, and I said, so if I'm sitting here and I'm chanting or I'm singing, because singing makes it even in even higher vibration, right, when you sing, and who cares what you sound like? It's just you, right? You're in the car by right? You're in the car by yourself. You're in the house by yourself, right? You know, I just let it go like that because no one can hear me anyway, except the creator in the universe, right? But anyway, so and then sometimes I would say, I am in alignment with divine love, or I'm in alignment with my soul's mission type things, right? And I asked my guides about it, and I said, okay, I said, is it equally as vibrationally powerful when we say, and this is an example, when we say the quote, I am in alignment with my soul's mission, right? Is it the same vibration as saying I am in alignment with universal harmony? And my guide said, no. If I wanted to chant, I am in alignment with my soul's mission, yes, that's powerful. But what my guides then added was this. If you're chanting or singing, Gene and listeners, I am in alignment with universal harmony, you're encompassing all the ones below it. And that includes your soul's mission. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's,
well, that's
where I'm
cool
at right now. Do you... Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that very much. You know, I often think of, you know, simplifying things is the way to go, helps reduce stress, and, you know, keep it simple, because spiritual principles are not easy, but they're simple. And
right.
I think in terms of, you know, I was raised in the Christian tradition, and of course the Jews had the Ten Commandments that were handed down to Moses, but Jesus talked about the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And if everybody followed the golden rule, we wouldn't need the Ten Commandments. So keep it simple.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Gene,
and what people don't realize about that, let me just say this, David, what people don't realize about that, those Ten Commandments, right, even though they've come from a religious vibration, think about the karma of it. Technically, they're not telling you what to do. They're basically saying, hey, think of the karma.
Yeah, right.
Right?
That's true.
Because you do reap what you sow. That's why I like to sow love.
Right. Well, that's the best thing to sow. I was just going to let you know, Jean, we have two more callers on the line. So you can get
okay,
an idea of how many we have. All right. Yep. And for the new callers, Jean is going to bless water in about 15 minutes, and it will provide healing for you. So if you don't have some, take your phone and get some water, and Jean is going to take some callers, and we'll start with David, who's caller number one. Let me bring you live, David. There you are. Whoops, I lost him. That's weird. Okay, Bren,
well,
let's try this.
Back.
Yeah, we'll see if I can get you, Bren. I hope the studio is not going. There's Bren. And
right.
By the way, Bren is also a reader, and he's going to be on the show on June 4th. So I just wanted to make you all aware of that. So, Bren, let me turn you over to Jean.
Hi. Hey, Jean. It's great hearing you. I love that affirmation, the alignment, universal alignment, harmony. Yeah, that's great. I could feel that when I said it. So, Jean, I have a question. I've been starting to slowly put together a way of doing distance healing. I went on this spiritual healing Facebook page for practice. You know, it's like you get volunteers to you know, you say you want to do some healing and you get some volunteers. So I've had some volunteers, and I want to ask about what is the best way that I can learn, for me to learn, like distant healing? I was trained in Reiki in the past, so I know that, and I just feel, what do you sense about me doing healing, distant healing?
May I ask what Reiki level you're at?
I was a Reiki master, yeah.
Okay, so are you teaching or are you just at the advanced level?
I haven't been teaching it, but I use it a little. I've used it a little in the past when I do foot reflexology, because I've done foot reflexology for 25 years. And I sort of incorporate Reiki into that.
Okay, and are you using your Reiki currently now?
I
don't
not,
mean right this minute.
Yeah, all right. I actually had a client today, my first volunteer today, and I used some Reiki on a distance, you know, on a distant level. So I did some Reiki hand positions on her. She was in some other country somewhere. So.
Okay, well, let me ask my guy, does Brent need to hear that will assist him in his question? How do you feel about using the Reiki, right, the long distance symbol, right, always, right,
yeah,
and empowering it? As you know, I'm being discreet here. My guides are also saying, have you thought about touching base with your native incarnation?
What did you say? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Your medicine man past lives.
Yeah, yes, I know of them. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but my guides are saying, you're asking how can you enhance and go to more of a level of distant healing, which
right.
will not just be volunteer, it will evolve into other things, my guides are saying. But what they're saying is, with amplifying the power symbol, right?
Right.
With the distant symbol, you're with me, and then sitting and inviting your past life incarnations when you were a medicine man or a medicine woman. Bring them forward. Sit with them. Tell them you're ready for the next level.
Okay.
And that you're open and listening. Okay, and you'll have a big experience. In fact, don't be surprised if Chief Red Cloud will show up, okay?
Okay.
So just know that.
So and go back and listen to the podcast, Brent.
Sure.
Be sure to listen to the podcast again. Yeah, go ahead.
Definitely, yeah. I call on those past lives and I sit with them and I will listen to this on the podcast. Yeah, I'll listen to this.
Yeah. So you're going to sit outside in nature, right? Are you able to sit outside?
Well, I'm in New York City, but there's a little park.
You're in New York City. I love it. All right. I'm originally from New Jersey.
Yeah, I used to live in Hoboken.
I was a little more west. But I'm in Vermont now. But well, if you can't physically go out in nature, which I completely understand, right?
Yeah.
Then turn everything off, go inside your head and envision yourself in a nature space.
Right.
You must have some places been to, even if it's Central Park, right?
Oh, sure, yeah, for sure.
So connect with that area.
Right.
You're going to focus the power symbol and the long distance symbol on your third eye, kind of like you're going to see it there, you're going to say it there. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then you're going to invite your past life incarnation native selves, and then you're going to sit with them. You might want to have a notepad with you so that your cell phone's off, okay?
Right. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, this is going to lead to really big things.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
It's also going to enhance your psychic gifts that you offer people.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jean. I won't take much any more time. Thanks so much. I appreciate what you said. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Yeah. All right, take care. Thank you, David. Thanks.
You're welcome, Bren. You take care, too.
Yeah.
Okay, we've had a shift in the queue. We've lost some people and gained some other people, so I'm sorry if I'm not getting you in the exact order. We'll get to all of you, which means, Gene, four more people, okay? Area code 917. Wait a minute. 917-728, you're next, and you're live. What were you going to say, Gene?
I was going to remind you that there was a 7917 that was waiting. I remembered that number.
Okay, well, we've got it. They weren't next in line, but the queue has changed. Go ahead. Hi,
okay.
What's your first name, please?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Can hardly hear you. You're muffled. You're very muffled.
Okay, is this better?
What do you think, Jean?
She's very muffled. I can't make out your words.
Okay.
There you go.
Much better.
Yes.
I don't know what I did differently. Okay.
Moving. Sometimes just moving the phone, you know, your head or something will do that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well,
what's your question?
Thank you. Karen, and yes, I could use guidance as what I'm supposed to do with the rest of my life for money, or how will I meet the right person to rent the room to, if it comes to that.
Ah, okay. First of all, let's ask this question first. Is it in Karen's highest good to have a renter in her house? Show me the truth. Show me the truth. I don't know why. Why am I hitting a brick wall? Is because there's another outlet that Karen can have that she won't need to have a renter? Yes. All right. Will you tell me what it is, because she's feeling stuck there? Do you create? Or, in a crafty way? Don't give me any details. Just yes or no. Did you create something when you were younger like that?
I don't think so.
Like when I was a teenager, I crocheted, and I don't even remember how to crochet anymore. That's what my example.
Uh-huh. No, that was not me. I was into acting and dance and that kind of stuff.
All right. Well, that's still being creative, isn't it?
I guess so, but I don't think of it in that way. I think of it more as interpretive. But anyway, I never actually created anything. I just worked with what was there.
Okay. Have you ever thought about sitting down in your downtime, your free time, and thinking about how could you use that today? Okay, because my guides are saying you're supposed to be creating something, and it's a big yes on because you have the knowledge, you have the experience, okay, and this will bring in income for you, okay? It won't make you. They're saying, well, yes, Jean, it has the possibility to make her a millionaire, okay. But what they're saying, it depends on, what you choose to do and how far you choose to go with it. But my guides are saying if you sit down and you think about it all and ask Archangel Gabriel to help assist you with the conscious knowledge and remembering. Okay. So, like I would sit down, like as in meditation, I would light a white candle if this was me, right? And I would say, Archangel, Lord Archangel Gabriel, I am inviting you here and I'm asking for your assistance to help me remember the knowledge I need to remember to create this project that is going to be not just for my highest good, but the highest good of all. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I can imagine.
It's the biggest answer to your question. And don't worry about how will I advertise it? How will I make this happen? How will I, how will people... who will help me with this or that because I have no idea how to do this, right, or that, as an example, right? Don't worry about it. Archangel Gabriel, I've been told this is a big deal for me to do for myself, for my income, for it's part of my soul's mission. It's going to help humanity, Bring me the right people. Bring me everyone that I need that's going to help me. And then remember that affirmation that I said earlier. I am in alignment with universal harmony.
Are you getting anything about what direction this might be? Because I know I need to meditate on it and wait for inspiration.
Right, and they're
telling
me
my mind is like, I can't imagine because I'm not a writer.
Be open. It doesn't matter. Well, in a past life you were, okay? But when you sit with Archangel Gabriel, you're going to ask him to bring all this remembering back to you.
Okay?
And don't worry about how it unfolds. That's where you got to let go of that fear, okay? Let go of the fear. You're being divinely guided. If you're being divinely guided, there's nothing to fear, right?
Yes, okay.
Right.
And we're going to have to move on, but Karen, I suggest you listen to the podcast like I suggested to Bren. And
yes.
For those that are left on the line, Jean is going to bless your water now, so make sure you have it handy. And Karen, God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
you
too, both of you. Thank you
so much.
God bless you too, Karen. God bless everyone.
Absolutely. Okay, Jean, I'm going to turn it over to you. And just to remind everybody, we've only got 25 minutes left.
All right, my hands are over everybody's water. I'm turning myself over to be the vessel. And the water is ready to drink. Oh, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, David, so many people deny and suppress their soul's mission because of fear, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that,
absolutely.
Right. And we've got a big super eclipse coming up on May 26th, which I believe is like, what, next week or something. It's coming up. And yeah, in 10 days, right? Because today's the 14th.
12 days. It's a week from Wednesday, this coming Wednesday.
Right.
A week. Yeah.
But this super powerful eclipse, for all your listeners to know, is it's a really big energy push that's going to really make you look at the story of your life that you're living. Do you want to rewrite that story, or do you want the story to stay where it is?
Right.
Okay, David, let's go. Let's rock the next
okay.
person.
Okay. Area code 951, you're next, and I'm just going to ask for your first name, if you would.
But Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi. Hi, Gene.
Hi. What can I do for you here?
Can I get a general message? I'm here, unless you're coming in from spirit.
Absolutely. For Daniel's highest good, what
Nathaniel,
does Daniel
honey.
Need to do? Oh, Nathaniel, I'm sorry. Forgive me, please. What does Nathaniel need to hear for his highest good? The gut feelings and instincts that you've been getting are right on. Keep going with it, because more good things are unfolding. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No. Yes or no. You know, if it doesn't, it's okay. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're missing the boat. You know, maybe
it's kind of vague, so I'm not sure. It seems so.
Well, with your permission, and you can say yes or no, you can give me permission after I say this, okay?
Okay.
I am asking for Nathaniel's guardian angel, master teacher guides, and spirit guides to please light up loud and clear so he cannot deny, he cannot miss your messages. And Nathaniel, all you got to do is start paying attention. In your dreams, when you hear a song, you hear a phrase, something that pops in your head, okay?
I heard a hummingbird about a week ago, and it was singing really encouraging, and I think I looked up a totem
yes.
for a hummingbird.
Yes,
and
yes.
Really encouraging. Yes. It had to be a message from spirit, because
it was
super encouraging.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you paid attention to that. So see what I'm saying, the universe
yeah.
is saying to you?
Yeah.
We're giving
yeah.
you all these messages. Pay more attention, because you're following it, but pay more attention because it's leading you to your next, not just little stepping stone, but let's say giant leap.
Okay.
Yeah, so just let go of any fear, if you might have any, and just trust and go with it. Oh, do you give your guardian angels, master teachers, spirit guides, and master teachers permission to light it up in neon lights for you?
Yes, please.
All right, bring it on for Nathaniel, please. That's what you need to hear the most. Because you're going to see, you're going to be in a whole other place in 3 months. You'll even, there's all, they don't want me to say it, but it's really exciting, okay? Just know it, okay?
Okay.
It's really exciting on all levels. They don't want me to tell you because then you're going to think about it, okay? And they want you more focused on paying attention to where they're guiding you.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, are you old enough to know the phrase, don't put the cart before the horse?
Yes.
Okay. That's why they don't want me to tell you. But don't worry, in that cart is a whole bunch of treasures.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Nathaniel, for calling in, and I really hope that this was helpful for you because it's really big and major. So I wish you many, many blessings over this because, Nathaniel, listeners, and David, when we sincerely, with pure heart intentions, want the highest good for other people, we all become successful. Because there's a domino ripple effect.
Nathaniel, thank you for calling in tonight.
Hey, thanks. You're both super. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
You too, Nathaniel. Okay, area code 201 is next. Hold on just a moment and I'll get to you.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name, please?
Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi,
how are
Jackie.
You?
I'm good.
Are you sure you're good?
I'm standing in an empty apartment that I want to rent, and I want to rent it to some reliable people that would take care of it as if it was their own. I'm concerned about my family. I'm concerned about
Do you want to rent this apartment? Do you want to rent this apartment?
Yes. I need to rent this apartment, and I want to move
it. It's yours if you want it. Is that what you're wondering, if you're going to get it?
No, I want to rent it to someone else.
Oh, you will rent it. It will be rented. Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. The last person who I rented it to begged for it, and then when they left, they just left us hanging. And it was at a point when I was trying to move, so I'm kind of feeling stuck now.
Right. So one of the things that you can say in meditation is, I am asking for the perfect person or family to rent this apartment for the highest good. And that means the highest good for you, too. That means tenants that are going to be honest, ones that you can trust, ones that are going to pay their rent, ones that are not going to have the police knocking on the door. Do you understand?
Yes.
It's all going to work out. Be open and receptive to it and allow it. And don't say the words, I don't want any lowlifes. I don't want any alcoholics, or I don't want any drug addicts. Don't even talk about that energy. Just stay right on the positive. Bring me someone who's honest. Bring me someone who's clean that will take care of the apartment. Bring me someone who can financially afford it and will love to live here for their highest good and for mine. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
It's all going to work out. It's all going to work out.
I'm disappointed with the last family because, you know, I cared about them, but, you know, once they began to get on their feet, I saw where the ego and pride got in the way.
Yeah.
It's so strange because I want to move as well. And
you will. You will.
But I want to move into my mother's house and fix that house up. So this seems like a stumbling block right now.
You will in 2022. You don't, but there's a lot of things that got to be set up for that, okay? The people, the perfect house for you, the people who live in it right now, they need to get ready to figure out where they're going so they can put their house on the market. And then it's going to be available, and then you're going to be able to buy it, okay?
Jean, I actually have a house. I actually have a house in mind. It's my mother's old house. It's where I want to move.
Yeah, but my guides are saying that's not a good house for you to buy and move into. There's another house for you that is so much better, that is for your highest good. But you have free will, Jackie, and you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? I would never try and tell you what to do or anyone. All we're saying is there is a house coming for you. This house is amazing. This house is everything that you could have hoped and wanted, not just the house itself, but also the neighborhood, the neighbors, the whole everything. But if you choose to go and stay at your mom's house, that's okay too. Will you enjoy that life? Yes. Will you be happy and fulfilled there? Yeah. They're saying it the way this is how they're having me say it. Yeah. But you'll be much happier in this other house.
Right. So is it a possibility you see me outright inheriting the house and then possibly selling it and moving? Because that's not
on the
table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You would sell to move. Yes. But don't worry, Jackie, you're gonna know where you're going before that happens, and you're gonna have peace and excitement with it, okay?
Okay.
Let go of the fear and let it unfold.
Okay.
Set your intentions to the universe, to Creator God, okay? But be very clear. Very clear, almost like you're explaining something to a child, okay?
And that is what I'm trying to do, be very clear.
Yes.
And
yes,
it's the people around me who sometimes cloud my vision with a distraction.
Don't worry about other people. You just be focused on where you're at and where you are in the heart, okay? Because when you're in alignment with universal harmony, everything divinely unfolds and blesses you.
Do you see 2 years out me being in the same town or somewhere different?
No, it's going to be a whole new state. It's going to come out of nowhere. Okay? But it's a good thing. It's a really, really good thing. And it's going to be
my
very affordable.
My husband,
don't even worry about it.
My husband would be receptive to that.
Yes.
Because he doesn't
and that was
major changes.
That was a big giant yes. It's all going to work out, Jackie. Let go of the fear. Let the divine guide you. Be in alignment with universal harmony, and all will work out. Breathe out that fear. And trust that you're being divinely guided, because you are.
And we're going to need to move on. And Jackie, I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you, Jackie.
I know you can do it, Jackie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Area code 612, you are next, and you are live. What is your first name, please? Area code 612, can you hear me? Are you muted? You are live. I'll give you a few seconds. Maybe you're just listening. Oh, there you are. Okay. What's your first name?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
With you. Hey, Jean. I have a question. It kind of goes with fear. A lot of times fear is something that's attached to control. How do we combat those two parts, because I think a lot of us as adults, what, how we deal with fear is that we try to put controls into place. We try to control our environment. And I know I struggle with that, of giving up control, which is what you need for trust or to let go of fear. So what are some tips for us to kind of move those pieces too? Because they kind of, to me, are kind of integrated.
Okay, well, I did give some tips in the beginning. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. But one thing is this, is one of the things that I said was this, is it's something that you have control over. If it is something you have control over, how can you put it together or have it unfold so that it will be as easy on you as possible? When fear arises, in an example of like, a lot of people are freaking out right now with fear because the prices of everything keep skyrocketing, right? And we know that when the prices go up, that they never come back down. Maybe gas a little bit just so they can mess with us, right? So what?
Yeah.
So so in that case, right, what you could do is, if you're a person who could, like, I'm using this as an example, right? How you, a person could let go of that fear is maybe they live somewhere where they could have chickens, okay? Maybe they can grow a garden, and that will help supplement food versus spending so much at the grocery store, right? And it's good for the environment, and you know what's going into it because you're feeding them. When it comes to feeling the sense that I need to relocate, but I'm in a fear space because I don't know where I'm supposed to go, but I just got this deep soul's pull to go, okay? Then I would sit down, if you're thinking in the United States, I would sit down and look at a map of the United States as an example, or your part of the world, and I would go through the states. Okay, how does it feel in my gut, my inner knowing, my higher self? I'm asking my higher self, is this state good for me? Oh, no? Okay, go on to the next one, go on to the next one, go on to the next one. Let's say you got, let's say, 4 or 5 states in the United States that kind of feel good, that kind of feels resonated, that feels like it's resonating with you, right? So then you're going to sit down and go through them all again. Well, which one feels the best, right? Okay, well, let's put that at the top of the list and shorten that list and shorten that list, okay? And letting go of the fear by trusting that you're being guided. You're being guided by your higher self. And one of the things I said before was we all have guardian angels, master teachers, and spirit guides. We all have them. They're here at our disposal. If we don't use them, just hanging out, waiting for us, okay? Ask for their help. Guardian angel, help me have the peace that I need. My master healers, help me have the peace. Help me let go of the fear. Okay? My master spirit guides, help me have the patience and the trust to hear where you're guiding me. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Is this helpful?
So it's wanting to trust. Yes. Yes, definitely. Thank you.
And when you get in, if you start getting into that fear moment, because, you know, it takes practice to let go completely, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as those moments come up, just say, you know what? Not another day am I going to let this fear control me. Breathe in your power 7 times. Let's all do this, okay? And then that way, David, I know we have to end the show in just 5 minutes, but Amanda, do this with us in listeners, all right? Breathe in your power seven times now. And when you exhale, you're exhaling it internally is your intentions, okay? Here we go. You'll notice that you feel more empowered, more grounded in yourself. This is something that you can do anywhere, at home, in the privacy of your car. You can even do it while you're standing in the grocery line. All you got to do is do it through your nose, but do it slowly so that you're not going. People will look and go, what is she sniffing? Or what is he sniffing, right? Adding a little humor there at the end for everyone. Thank you so much, Amanda, for calling in. God bless you. I hope this was helpful.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amanda. God bless. Well, Jean, we have one more caller on the line, but we do need to end in 3 minutes. Do you want to talk to them, or do you want to just say goodnight for now?
Well, let's take them, but with the understanding that I'll have to answer their question quickly so that we can have time to say goodnight.
All right. We have area code 650 live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Miranda. And hi, Jean.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi, Jean. Yes, I just quickly just wanted you to tune in and see if I have any, you know, messages from Spirit.
Sit down in meditation and ask your higher self to help you release the bindings around your ankles, okay? You have 16, write this down, please, 16 lifetimes of binding your feet. And what I mean by that is being so trapped in the condition and programming of those experiences of those 16 lifetimes. Okay, that it's binded your feet still. So when you sit with your higher self and ask yourself to remove those, remind yourself, it's the year 2021. I am a woman, okay? If you need to, put on the Helen Reddy song, I Am Woman, okay?
That's interesting because
you know
I don't
I'm
feel
talking
trapped.
About?
I do, but I don't feel trapped in this lifetime, so I'm not quite sure.
I'm not saying you feel trapped. My guys are saying your feet are trapped.
Okay.
Your feet are binded. My guys are saying you wanted to know what was the most important thing for you to know. Your feet are binded, okay? They come from 16 past lifetimes, okay? Once you sit in meditation and together with your higher self, breathe them off, right? Just remind yourself, it's the year 2021, okay? We're talking subconscious, Miranda, not conscious, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why you're like sitting here going, I don't know what this woman is referring to. This does not resonate with me, but I promise you when you sit down and do this, it will.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You'll feel the shift. You'll feel
thanks
the
for
light.
Calling.
You'll feel the relief.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Miranda. Take care.
God
bless
you.
Okay.
I'm serious. Do this. You'll see what I'm talking about, okay? All right, everyone. I just want to say once again, thank you for allowing me to be here, David, and I appreciate all the listeners and everyone that called in because every human being in my eyes and heart is a master, and we just need to step into it. remember that you are powerful, that you are love, you are stronger than you give yourself credit for. You are so much more than you've been conditioned to believe. Check out my website, geneofdivinehealing.com, and check out my products and my testimonials, even the testimonials for the waters. And David, I'm so grateful and I feel so blessed. And remember, everyone, the May 26th super full moon lunar eclipse, shed those shadows and step into your I am self.
All right, Jean. Well, thank you so much, and good night to everybody else, and God bless.
Good night. God bless.